Unit 17. Passage 1.
It is a pleasure for me to be invited to attend this auspicious event, Forum on Tourism Cooperation between China, Guangxi, and ASEAN in this beautiful city of Nanning. On behalf of Malaysia, I would like to congratulate the organizer for taking this initiative in organizing this forum, which is being hosted in conjunction with the first ASEAN China Expo by gathering all ASEAN countries under one roof. Tourism Malaysia had agreed to participate without hesitation in this forum as well as the Expo, as we are well aware that China is a market of vast potential, and more importantly, we would like to lend support to our friendly neighbor that is China. Malaysia has been a very close and serious partner with China in many fields and for at least 600 years. Some of you may be aware that Malaysia is the largest trading partner for China in Southeast Asia, accounting for 25% of China's trade with the ASEAN countries, and the second largest in Asia, after Japan. As such, Malaysia is very much in a position to serve China as its gateway to Southeast Asia, with its 550 million population and a market size of over US$320 billion. Beyond ASEAN, Malaysia is also well afflicted with the Organization of Islamic Countries. In short, we call it OIC. And therefore, would be a good strategic alliance partner for Chinese investors looking further. With regard to the diplomatic ties between Malaysia and China, these were officially established on 31st May 1974, when Malaysia's second Prime Minister visited China. Malaysia was thus the first nation in ASEAN to have established such ties. This year, we are celebrating our 30th year of good relationship and friendship with China. The relationship has since grown to be very cordial and warm, with exchange of visits between high-level leaders and the general public for business and tourism. On the home front, Malaysia has been developing its tourism industry since the inception of its tourism board in 1972. Nevertheless, the industry was then not given much priority due to our other abundant primary base resources. That time we were agriculture and primary base, as I said, such as the cultivation of rubber, palm oil, and tin mining. Malaysia was the largest producer of tin and rubber in the 1960s and 70s. However, when the economic recession struck Malaysia in the mid-1980s, we embarked on our diversified plan. Tourism was identified as one of the industries that could provide us with very quick returns. This plan led to the establishment of our Ministry of Culture, Arts and Tourism in 1987, and followed by the very first Visit Malaysia Year campaign in 1990. Building on the success of this first campaign in 1990, a second Visit Malaysia Year campaign again was marketed in the year 1994. These campaigns, together with other promotional efforts, have helped raise our tourism profile in the international market. The development has also created confidence for the government to allocate bigger budget for our tourism development and promotion. 1997 Asian financial crisis, for example, saw the government providing us with the funding to launch our Malaysia Truly Asia campaign. Through this concerted effort, tourist arrival figures have shown very encouraging increase from 5.55 million in the year 1998 to 13.29 million in the year 2002. The year 2003 figure, of course, saw a plunge to only 10.3 million due to the SARS epidemic and the Iraq war crisis. Correspondingly, we also recorded growth in the tourism receipts from 9.7 billion ringgit or 2.6 billion US dollar in 1998 to 25.8 billion ringgit or US 6.9 billion dollar in the year 2002. 2003, however, the receipt was reduced to 21.3 billion or in US is 5.6 billion US dollar.